A shrine to sex, that's what this next story is about. A place in Indonesia that's part religious shrine for practitioners of an Indonesian version of Islam, part Plato's Retreat. And it's where Muslims from throughout the country gather every month or so to take part in a sexual ritual. I imagine at this point I have your full attention, and I'll let reporter Rebecca Henschke pick up the story from here.
So the ritual goes like this. First, offer up prayers and flowers at a sacred grave, then find a stranger of the opposite sex and have sex with them. Once he's finished reciting from the Quran, Pak Selamat will start looking for a partner.
In all the rooms around here, there are partners. They are small business people. And if you ask them, they say it works. That before business was slow, and now it's good.
So how about you?
Yes, I am keen. Here you're allowed to find a partner. It's just a matter of finding someone who wants the same thing. It's agreement between two people.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm doing this for business.
And does your wife know you're here?
No. Now she just knows I have gone to pray.
We exchange phone numbers and he promises to call when he's found someone. Like tens of thousands of others, Selamat has come here to be blessed in a ritual that dates back hundreds of years. It's said that coming to Gunung Kumukus can boost fortunes, especially of needy workers like bus drivers, farmers or small market traders.
Sudah.
Ibu Winda has four children and five grandchildren. She runs a small food stall in her hometown and has been coming here for 10 years. She says it works.
Ever since I have come here, business has been good. Praise to be Allah.
So now it's really dark and it's packed. There's people everywhere, women with headscarves and women with barely any clothes on at all mixing together with a lot of middle-aged men in leather jackets, and everyone's starting to pair up now underneath the roots of the trees. I asked my guides how they feel seeing girls nearly naked and women in headscarves both here for the ritual.
Itulah. That's Indonesia. Diverse. Very diverse. Here it's just accepted as normal. Do you think it's very hypocritical?
It certainly seems hypocritical. Even while Indonesia undergoes a steady shift towards more orthodox Islam, the ritual on Gunung Kumukus is exploding in popularity. But in Indonesia, something like this isn't all that surprising. In fact, it's typical of Indonesia's particular brand of Islam, which mixes early Hindu, Buddhist and traditional beliefs. Kunjoro Supano is a professor of sociology who's been researching these traditions for decades.
Indonesia is amazing buat saya. Kenapa?
Indonesia is amazing because whatever religion comes into Indonesia, it changes its color. The Islam is not just Islam like it is in Arab countries. Hinduism is different here to what it is in India. Buddhism is different from China. It's Indonesia's culturalization.
Professor Kunjoro Supano says as recently as the 1980s, Gunung Kumukus was an almost entirely undeveloped hill.
It used to be very different. What was happening was people were having sex out in the open, and the local government decided that was not a good idea. So they built bamboo huts around the shrine. But as a result, prostitution grew.
The shrine definitely has its detractors, especially as prostitution has increased. But the government is having none of it. The shrine is too valuable to shut down. Alongside the shrine is a row of thriving karaoke bars. Under the cover of darkness and the cloak of religion, Gunung Kumukus is a place where people can do things they couldn't do anywhere else. Fitri has left her four-year-old daughter with her mother for the night and has come up to the mountain for a good Friday night out. She's hooked up with a man who says he's here because business is slow and he needs some spiritual help.
He has been here three times. This is my first time. I wasn't really thinking. I just end up here.
It's 1 in the morning when I call Pak Selamat to see if he's found a partner. When I find him, he's still near the grave, praying.
I haven't found anyone yet. I'm looking for someone with a good heart. I want to find someone with the same missions as me for our business. Otherwise, it's not good.
He strokes my leg. Unless you want to be the one, he whispers. For The World, this is Rebecca Henschke in Central Java.